The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I'm Dr. Naomi Bernstein.
And we want to tell you about Calm the F*** Down, a guided meditation series from the Oversharing Podcast. This is something we've been planning for a long time. It's our most requested segment from the podcast. And these meditations are going to be between 5 and 10 minutes. They're going to be super quick because we don't have a lot of time. You're going to be so surprised how 5 to 10 minutes of really thoughtful meditations can transform your whole life. In addition to the first 4 meditations available at launch, we'll be doing 2 new meditations every single month. Plus, for the fans of Oversharing Podcast out there, you'll also get ad-free versions of every episode of the Oversharing Podcast.
So if somebody wants to become a subscriber, how do they join?
It's so easy. You just go to subscribe.betches.com and sign up now for only $4.99 a month. Or you can lock in our discounted rate if you sign up for the whole year. That's subscribe.betches.com. Or if you're in the Apple Podcasts app, you can just hit the subscribe button now and sign up in the app. It's as easy as that.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, you know my next guest as an actor from Heat, Spy Kids, and Breaking Bad. You may not know he's also a restaurateur and a cookbook author. Please welcome Danny Trejo.
What's up?
Danny, good to see you.
What a group.
Amazing people.
Hey.
Danny, I was thrilled to hear that I'd be cooking with you for the first time we were ever together. What are we starting off with tonight?
Tonight we are starting off with watermelon agua fresca.
Okay. What, take me through it, maestro.
Okay,
what
are we you're gonna here? Do it.
Okay. I'm gonna do it, okay. This is all from the book, Trejo's Cantina, by the way.
Right.
Check
right.
it out, y'all. Okay.
That's our second book, actually my third book. I did one called Trejo, My Life of Crime, Redemption, and Hollywood.
All right.
Yeah.
Speaking of you, this is a non-alcoholic cocktail.
Oh yeah, no, well we put non-alcoholic drinks in the restaurant because a lot of times, people don't want to drink and don't want to explain why they ain't drinking. You know, whatever. I'm in recovery.
Nobody's business. Yeah. All right, what do I do?
First off, the watermelon.
Okay, in the blender?
In the blender.
All right, fire away. There you go.
Then sugar.
Sugar, I got it. Sugar.
Okay, yep.
In go all?
The yeah, do
there
it.
There you go, why not? Yeah. Sweet as pie.
Fresh lime.
There you go,
yeah,
there you
right
go.
There.
This is, and I'll
That's
we'll just
it.
Do this just to That's prove it. That it's fresh lime.
Okay.
There you go.
No.
All right. And
cayenne
what is this?
Pepper,
okay,
absolutely.
How spicy are we
well,
going to get here?
Actually, see that what? Little spoon, it confuses me because...
You just pinch it?
Well, it's a Walita. It's a Walita serving.
What does that mean?
Grandma.
Oh, grandma. Okay. That's all grandma can handle? Okay,
ice,
no, ice. How about ice?
Okay,
there you go.
Ice.
I can do that.
You
how about
got
ice?
It.
There you go, ice.
Okay, now...
Now what? Do I turn it on?
Hold on. Hit it. Oh, wait, hold on.
Wait.
It's okay, though. It's okay.
Do you do the cooking?
Don't worry. Absolutely.
At these restaurants.
And there's
there
times when...
Oh, yeah, boy.
There's times when I show up and, hey!
So how you been?
I've been great. Things are great. Love your show.
There you
amazing.
Go. Shall we? Here, cheers. Here.
Ooh, I do some good stuff. Hey.
Mm. Look damn, son, that is really fantastic.
If this tea, if this show thing doesn't work out for you, I need chefs. It's a sweet. You could, if you're in Los Angeles, you got a job.
I'll be
Remember
there
I
May
said
2nd. Now, Danny, I understand you have a succinct way of describing yourself.
A thug that hugs.
What does that mean?
I used to be a bad guy, and now I just love hugging people.
I'll drink to that. Okay, what are we moving on to here? What's a danger dog?
Whoa, we can't say it too loud.
Okay.
Danger what? Dog.
That's hot.
We got a hot dog.
Okay. Hot dogs, by their nature, are kind of dangerous because they won't tell us what's in them.
Well, you know, it's kind of a... How do you say it? A secret. Okay, so now.
Yes?
First thing we do.
Take a hot dog.
Wrap the hot dog in bacon. You know, this is like.
Really, Danny?
Part of our health food.
This is not a recipe. This is a cry for help, Danny.
Now?
Now the hot dog goes in.
The hot dog goes in. All right. Hey.
That's a good sign. That's a
good
sign.
That's a good sign right there. Okay.
All right.
Now, it comes out.
I want to cook mine a little bit more. Just a little. What's a little trichinosis among friends?
I don't want to run out of time with you, Steve.
We already have magically cooked ones. Okay.
Hey,
there we go.
The magic.
Gotcha. And now what do we do with
it? Okay, now what we do is we get our hot dog bun.
Okay, can I you put the bun right in there?
Right in there.
Toast that bad boy up. There you go. All right.
Just toast it up a little bit.
How did you become a restaurateur?
Well,
everybody knows you as an actor. How did you make that?
Everything good that has happened to me has happened as a direct result of helping someone else. I helped a director named Craig Moss who needed a name for his movie. And I happen to have a name. And so
what was the name?
The name of the movie is called Badass.
You just looked in the mirror?
He saw that I like good food. I won't eat bad food.
Okay. You know,
I don't eat processed. You know, so.
Only hot dogs wrapped with bacon.
No, yeah,
no
come
processed,
on. That's, now, that's a good
no
hot dog.
No processed food.
That's an all-meat hot dog, okay?
Just meat. Let's not identify what meat. Just meat.
If I cook it, I'll eat it.
Exactly.
Know? So now on,
so what
on
do we
this,
put on this, Daniel?
You know what? A hot dog really is like a taco. You can put anything you want. I got cauliflower tacos at my restaurant, and people love them. In fact, it was number one on the Yites.
Yites?
Yites?
Yelp.
What is Yelp?
Yelp.
On the Yelp.
I like Come Yites.
On. I was close.
I like Yites. Don't, kids, just a warning. Don't eat at any restaurant that's reviewed on Yites. Okay, so what do we put on
so
this?
So we can put whatever we want. We got avocado. We've got...
Oh, I like that. I like a little... Is it pickled onion? I love
delicious.
A little pickled onion on there.
And we got jalapeno if you want a good bite.
Okay.
We got beans. We got...
Okay. You got mustard?
You want.
Give me some
Absolutely.
Mustard. Give me some mustard.
Mustard
give me that
right
damn
here.
Yell stuff. There you
I
go.
Love mustard, too.
There you go. I'll keep it simple.
And ketchup.
I'll keep it simple. I want to ask you something here before we take a bite of this. I want to ask you about this picture right here. This is the title page picture of your book. Where should I show this? Right here? There you are.
Yeah.
Okay. And is... I want to point out to everybody that you're 78 years old.
Yeah.
Do you get a body like that by eating bacon-racked hot dogs? And, Danny, more importantly, why are there two Danny Trejos?
Is
that how you get so much done?
This is actually at Madame Trousseau's. The wax figure.
Wait a second.
One...
Which one of you is the real Danny Trejo? Wait a second. Which one of these? Which one of you is? I'm gonna say. That's you. That's you.
I had to do it. I'm sorry. The one with the tattoo. That's the real one.
Danny, this is a family show.
This
is a family show.
Most family have seen that.
No. All right, can I hit this now?
Absolutely.
All right.
Now, I got to tell you, I brought you a crystal, but I forgot it. My girlfriend has
a crystal
mine.
Like a spiritual, like
yeah,
crystal?
Yeah, crystals. And they have a crystal mine. It's called Avon Crystals, and it's in Arkansas in...
Little Rock.
No, outside of Little Rock.
Pine
Hot Springs.
Bluff.
Hot Springs.
And what and will it do if I
it have will, it? It will just... She sent me a bunch, and it's on my whole house. Everybody thinks, what's wrong with your house? It's got a good... It's got good vibes. Crystals are good vibes. Remember that.
Hmm. The man is Danny Trejo. The cookbook is Trejo's Cantina. It's available now. Danny Trejo, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. The Late Show will be back May 1st with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Poncho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. For more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Podshow? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.